This is the Sakar Merli of the 24th of April, 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you become wealthy in the morning and beggars in the evening. In order to become wealthy from beggars and pure from impure, remember two words, Man Manabhav and Madhajibhav. Question. What is the way to become free from karmic bondage? Answer. 1. The pilgrimage of remembrance and churning this knowledge. 2. Let there be all relationships with the One. Your intellect should not be pulled by anyone. 3. Let your yoga remain connected to the almighty battery. Pay full attention to yourself. Constantly have the wings of divine virtues, and you will continue to become free from karmic bondages. Om Shanti. The Father has sat and explained to you that this is the story of Bharat. What is the story? Being wealthy in the morning and a beggar in the evening. There is a story about this. The king was wealthy in the morning. You don't hear these things when you are wealthy. Only at the confluence age do you children hear the things about being wealthy and beggars. This has to be imbibed by your heart. Truly, devotion makes you a beggar, and this knowledge makes you wealthy. This day and night are unlimited. To become wealthy from a beggar is also a matter of the unlimited, and it is the unlimited Father who makes you that. For all impure souls, there is only the one battery to make them pure. If you remember such slogans, you will remain happy. The Father says, you children become wealthy in the morning, and you then become beggars in the evening. The Father explains to you how you become this. The Father then also shows you the way to become pure from impure, wealthy from a beggar. The two methods are Man Manabhav and Madhajibhav. You children also know that this is the most auspicious confluence age. It is guaranteed for all of you who are sitting here that you will be wealthy in heaven, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. It is the same in a school. The classes are transferred number-wise. When an examination is over, students go and sit down number-wise. That is a limited matter, and this is an unlimited matter. Souls go into the rosary of Rudra number-wise, the rosary or the tree. The seed is of a tree anyway. The Supreme Soul is the seed of the human world tree. You children know how the tree grows and how it becomes old. Previously you did not know this. The Father has come and explained it to you. This is now the most auspicious confluence age. You children now have to make effort. You also have to adopt the wings of divine virtues. Pay full attention to yourselves. Only by going on the pilgrimage of remembrance will you become pure. There is no other way. Have full yoga with the Father, who is the almighty battery. His battery never becomes flat. He doesn't go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo, because he constantly has his Karmateet stage. You children go into the bondages of karma. The bondages are so strong. There is only one way to become free from those karmic accounts. The pilgrimage of remembrance. There is no way other than this. For instance, this knowledge softens your bones. In fact, even devotion softens you. One would say this helpless person is a devotional person. He doesn't cheat or deceive anyone. However, there is deception among devotees too. Baba has experienced this. When a soul carries out his business through his body, everything of this birth is in his awareness. One would remember one's own life story from the age of 4 or 5. Some forget things of even 10 or 20 years ago. You cannot remember the name and form of birth after birth, but you can recall a few things of this one birth. People still have their photos, etc. They cannot recall anything of their other births. Each soul has a different name, form, land, time and part that he plays. The name and form all continue to change. It is in your intellects how a soul sheds a body and takes another. This soul must definitely have taken 84 births and had 84 names and 84 fathers. At the end, all relationships become tamopratan. You never have as many relationships at any other time as you do at this time. You should understand that Iron Age relationships are bondages. People have so many children, who then get married and have their own children. At this time, you have the most relationships, maternal uncles, paternal uncles. The more relatives you have, the more bondages you have. It was written in the newspapers that quintuplets had been born and that all are healthy. Just think how many relatives there are. At this time, your relatives are the least of all. You have all relationships with just the one father. Your intellect's yoga is not connected to anyone except the one. In the Golden Age, there will be more than this. Your birth is like a diamond at this time. The highest father adopts you, children. It is only now that you go into his lap while alive in order to claim your inheritance. You have gone into the lap of the Father from whom you receive the inheritance. No one is higher than you Brahmins. The yoga of all of you is connected to the one Father. You don't have any relationships with one another either. Even the relationship of brother and sister makes you fall. All the relationships should be with the one. This is something new. You have to become pure and then return home. By churning the ocean of knowledge in this way, you will begin to sparkle. There is the difference of day and night between the Golden Age sparkle and the Iron Age sparkle. At the time of the path of devotion, it is the kingdom of Ravan. At the end, there is so much arrogance of science. They try to compete with the Golden Age. A child wrote news about asking people, "Are you in heaven or in hell?" 4 to 5 replied that they were in heaven. There is the difference of day and night in their intellects. Some believe that they are in hell, and you then have to explain to them, "Do you want to become residents of heaven?" who establishes heaven? These are very sweet matters. You note these down, but these notes just remain in your notebooks. You don't remember them at a time of need. It is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva, who makes you pure from impure. He says, "Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be cut away." There will be an income by having remembrance. The system of remembrance has now emerged. You become so elevated, pure and clean by having remembrance. According to the efforts you make, you claim a status. You can even ask Baba. In the world, there is nothing but quarrels because of relationships and property. Here, there are no relationships. You belong to the one Father and none other. The Father is the master of the unlimited. This is something very easy. On that side is heaven, and on this side is hell. Are the residents of heaven good, or are the residents of hell good? Those who are sensible would say that the residents of heaven are good. Because they don't know the Father, some say that they are not concerned with the residents of heaven or the residents of hell. Some leave the Father's lap and go into Maya's lap. It is a wonder. The Father is wonderful, and this knowledge is also wonderful. Everything is wonderful. Those who understand these wonders would be such that their intellects remain connected to these wonders. Brahman is not a wonder, nor is his creation a wonder. There is the difference of day and night. They have written in the scriptures that Sri Krishna went to Kalidas, the pool of a serpent with five heads, and that he then became ugly because he was bitten by that serpent. You can now explain all of these things very clearly. If someone were to pick up Sri Krishna's picture and study it, he would become refreshed. This is the story of 84 births. Just as it is Sri Krishna's story, so it is also your story. You go to heaven, and you then also go into the Silver Age. Growth continues to take place. It isn't that only those who are to become kings in the Silver Age will come in the Silver Age. The uneducated ones will have to bow down in front of the educated ones. Only Baba knows the secrets of this drama. You now know that all your friends and relatives, etc., are residents of hell, and that you are the most auspicious confluence aged ones. You are now becoming the most elevated ones. There is a lot of difference between when you live outside and when you come and stay here for 7 days. You come out of the company of swans and enter the company of storks. There are many who spoil others. Many children don't care about the Merlis. The father explains, "Do not become careless. You have to become fragrant flowers. Just one thing is enough for you, the pilgrimage of remembrance. Here you only have the company of Brahmins. There is the difference between the highest of all and the lowest of all." Children write, "Baba, what would I do? One swan alone do in the company of a group of storks? Storks prick like thorns." you have to make so much effort. By following the Father's Srimat, you will claim a high status. Always remain a swan. Do not become a stork in the company of storks. There is the saying, those who were amazed by this knowledge then related it to others and then ran away. If you have even a little of this knowledge, you can go to heaven, but there will be the difference of day and night. There will be very severe punishment. The Father says, if you do not follow my directions and you become impure, you receive 100-fold punishment and your status is also reduced. A kingdom is being established. You forget these things. If you remembered even this much, you would definitely make effort to claim a high status. If you don't make effort, it is understood that you listen with one ear and let it out through the other, and that you don't have yoga with the Father. While living here, your intellect's yoga remain connected to your children. The Father says, forget all of that. This is called disinterest. There is a percentage in this too. Your thoughts go somewhere or other. If you fall in love with someone, your intellect clings to that one. Baba explains to you every day, whatever you see with those eyes is to be destroyed. Let your intellects remain connected in yoga to the new world. Also connect your intellects in yoga to unlimited relationships. This, beloved, is wonderful. On the path of devotion, people sing, when you come, we will not remember anyone except you. Now that I have come, you have to remove your intellect's yoga from everywhere else. All of that is going to turn to dust. It is as though your intellects are connected in yoga to dust. If your intellects are connected in yoga to me, you will become the masters. The Father makes you so sensible. People don't know what this devotion is or what knowledge is. You have now received this knowledge, and so you also understand what devotion is. You now have a feeling of how much sorrow there is in devotion. People perform devotion and consider themselves to be very happy. Then they also say, God will come and give us the fruit. They don't know how God will give the fruit or to whom he will give it. You now understand that the Father has come to give you the fruit of your devotion. You have to follow the directions of the Father from whom you receive the fruit of the kingdom of the world. These directions are called the highest directions of all. Everyone receives these directions. Some are able to follow them, whereas others are not. An unlimited sovereignty is to be established. You now understand what you were and what your condition has now become. Maya completely destroys you. This is like a world of corpses. Whatever you heard on the path of devotion, you continued to say true, true to that. However, you now know that only the One Father tells you the truth. You should remember the One Father. If anyone from outside sat here, he would not understand anything. He would say, I don't know what they're talking about here. The whole world says that God is omnipresent, whereas these people say that he is their father. He would continue to shake his head in disagreement. You would continue to say yes, yes. This is why new ones are not allowed to come here. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to become fragrant flowers, you need to be very cautious about the company you keep. Keep the company of swans. Remain swans. Never become careless about them early. 2. In order to be liberated from karmic bondages, have all your relationships at the confluence age with the One Father. Do not have any relationships with one another. Do not allow your intellects to cling in yoga to someone by falling in love in a limited relationship. Remember the One alone. Blessing. May you be truly loving and merged in love for God, and remain absorbed in meeting him. The sign of love that has been remembered is that although there are two beings, they become combined in one form. This is known as being merged. Devotees have referred to this stage of love as being merged or absorbed. To merge in love is a stage. However, instead of a stage, they consider the identity of souls to finish for all time. When you children become absorbed in meeting the Father or your spiritual beloved, you then become equal to him. Slogan. Someone who is introverted becomes free from wasteful thoughts in his mind and remains in silence. Om Shanti.